Hi, it's Karen Webster for Payments.com, and I'm here today with Joe Kaplan, who is the CEO of Total Merchant Services. Joe, thanks for joining me today.
Hi, Karen. How are you?
So I am great, and a very exciting day for Total Merchant Services and your whole team. You are announcing the launch of Groove Terminal 1. You're calling it a smart terminal payment solution for small and medium businesses. And so I'd like to get a little bit of perspective behind its development. Why did you decide to get into the market with a new product for small and medium businesses to use to accept payments?
Well, there are millions of small businesses that use traditional terminals today to run their business, but most of them aren't ready to take the new payment types like EMV, chip cards, they have to be compliant with, and new payment types like Apple Pay. And the problem is that these small businesses, they don't want to invest the money to upgrade their terminals, and many of them want a payment device in a process that's familiar and easy to them. So we wanted to provide these small businesses with a smart terminal that enables them to accept all these new payment types that in a really easy, affordable, and familiar way that also has a great user experience. We call it smart because of all of those aspects, as well as it has the ability to connect with POS devices so that they can upgrade their businesses and keep our processing the same, so we can grow with them.
So the other thing that I think makes this particular offer special and unique is that the offering itself was done in partnership with Apple, and certainly that is something that gets everyone's attention. What attracted Apple to your solutions platform?
So Apple needed a partner to reach all these small businesses they haven't been able to reach. They've reached all the large businesses, but not the small ones. And Apple wanted to enable them to accept Apple Pay and encourage all of their customers to pay with Apple Pay. Because we're experts in the segment, this is where we really concentrate as small to medium-sized merchants. We provide over 500,000 small businesses with their payment needs over our 18 years. And we've also developed a great product experience for Apple with a great value proposition for this segment.
You mentioned the reluctance that these small businesses have in upgrading their terminals. I think EMV has certainly put the proposition front and center. Many of them aren't entirely sure they need to be worried about it. Are a lot of them thinking, though, that the big driver is to enable these new payment types that they perceive consumers will be walking in and wanting to use to buy things from them?
I think consumers, for the first time in this industry, lifetime payments is really driving the transaction. If you don't have the ability to accept a transaction in the way that a consumer wants to spend, you're going to lose out on sales more often now.
I think that's right. And do small businesses realize that?
You know, the question is, I guess they don't realize it until it happens.
Right.
And it's happening more and more. So the realization, and even in their own wallet, if they want to use Apple Pay, for instance, and they go to a store and it doesn't have the ability to accept Apple Pay, at some point they get aggravated with that and they might not go to that store because they want a better user experience. They don't like sticking the chip into the terminal. It takes too long. They like to have the expediency of an NFC transaction. And so their frustration will also cause their own patterns change as a merchant.
That's interesting. I think that I've heard many people comment that the move to mobile may in fact be accelerated by the switch to EMV because we've become so used to a faster experience at the point of sale. EMV is a slower experience. I've experienced it myself, I'm sure you have too, where it just seems different. And the ability to, especially in a lot of certain situations, QSR, food service, where speed is important, moving people through the line, that may in fact be enough of a prompt to get small businesses to pay attention.
Yeah, it was definitely the greatest adventure for NFC.
That's funny. So Groove is a kind of a groovy name. How did you come up with that branding for your product?
It's funny, it took us a long time. It took us months and months to try to actually figure out a name, because every name we liked along the route it was already taken or had a domain name. Groove always seemed to be up there and was the one that was available. And as we started to play with all the derivatives of it and we put it on paper and built a logo around it, we came to love it. So it was a group of, I don't know, 10, 15 people in a branding company.
Interesting. So give us a sense of some of the other capabilities that Groove offers small businesses. Often these businesses look to these solutions to do things beyond just processing payments. Is Groove a platform for enabling other things?
Yeah, in addition to accepting all the payment types, we lead the industry in pricing and affordable pricing and enabling businesses to receive free Apple Pay. So they can get up to $20,000 of free Apple Pay for the year.
Wow, that's compelling.
Yeah, it is very compelling. We also give a $99 rebate, so essentially we give the terminal away for free. So we also developed a Groove API that we're enabling software developers to have an easy solution to integrate to an EMV device. And integrating it to a compliant EMV device with software applications can be a really long and tedious process. Mm-hmm. Due to all the stringent EMV and PCI requirements, we really changed that by encrypting sensitive card data with the terminal and keep EMV and PCI compliance out of scope for the POS mm-hmm. providers and all the apps.
Interesting.
And it's really easy to implement. And we have a dedicated staff that's in online tools for them to be able to do that.
Do your merchants fall into any particular categories?
Yeah, we tend to concentrate, although we go up and down the scale, we tend to concentrate on small to medium-sized merchants.
In any particular merchant segment?
No, we're across the board, so nationwide, in every segment that's able to accept a credit card.
Interesting. So I'm curious, working with Apple must have been, you know, a really interesting experience. I know those companies who have had that opportunity obviously have found it to be a very valuable experience. Any lessons that came out of that partnership that you think are worth sharing? Anything that feedback that they offered that might have taken you into a different direction?
Yes, Apple's like an extremely innovative company. It's probably the most innovative company in the world. Mm-hmm. And partnering with them to create a, you know, incredible user experience, from the design of our product packages to our instant application process, really was an interesting endeavor. And the input that they gave us to be able to do that, like at MBA Clouds.
Now, did you approach them or did they approach you?
We approached them. And after a long series of discussions, we came back. We talked about what we thought about the Apple experience, how we thought that we could play it with Apple. And we went with them with the product design, and they liked it, and then they started to contribute to it. And that's where it is today. It's a joint partnership of input to create this user experience so that a merchant can be up and running in less than 7 minutes.
Less than 7 minutes. Wow, that's compelling. So the opportunity obviously is there. There are many, many small businesses that haven't upgraded to EMV and obviously therefore can't experience that capability as well as some of the other things that support alternative payments. So this is widely needed and sounds like potentially the platform for making a lot of small businesses very successful with alternative payments.
We hope so.
Well, listen, Joe, thanks very much for your time. It was great to talk to you, and best of luck with Groove.
Thanks, Karen.